Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What are the odds Russell Wilson will wear a different uniform next year or 2 years from now? I don't think next year. I mean, you mean the coming season, he'll be a Seahawk.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, after that,
who knows? And I always use him as the example of how great your team can be if you don't have to pay a big-time free agent quarterback or you don't have to use a really high draft pick on a quarterback. Like, if you're on the cheap with a quarterback for 3 or 4 years, you can really make some noise. And once you pay that guy like a franchise quarterback, it's very difficult to build a team around a quarterback that's so well-paid.
Looks like it's official for Buzz Williams, which... one of the worst kept secrets in the world, but I know you follow college basketball a lot. Your thoughts on what he brings to A&M?
To me, it's a slam dunk, home run, incredible hire by Texas A&M. I've loved Buzz Williams. God, I mean, going back to pre-Marquette days. Like, I remember when he went to Marquette, I was like, oh man, Marquette got a good one.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESP entry number 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, FAOUR, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. Very sportsy, I guess. All available on podcastarena.com. Go and check it out and get caught up. And so this hour, still, what are the odds Wednesday? So if you want to put odds on something, be my guest. So, like this one. What team is the odds on favorite to have Chris Beard on their sideline next year?
Odds on favorite, I would, like, if you had to pick a favorite, I would say it's Texas Tech.
I think, well, if Shaka were gone, I would make that the favorite. Why isn't UCLA interested in him more than Jamie Dixon?
I have no idea. In Shaka Smart?
No.
In Chris Beard?
Yeah.
I'm sure they are, but I mean, Chris Beard's another guy. Like, his rise to where he is right now has been meteoric, to say the least. Like, this guy's, his coaching career has been Incarnate Word, Abilene Christian, North Texas, Fort Scott Community College, Seminole State Junior College, the South Carolina Warriors, which it's a pro basketball team, like of the ABA Mid-Atlantic. I don't even know what it is. The made-up thing. McMurray, Angelo State, and then in 2015 he was at Little Rock. And then from there, he went to Texas Tech. And now he's regarded as one of the best coaches in the country. And rightfully so. But, I mean, he's never had a huge job. I mean, Texas Tech is far and away the biggest job that he's ever had. Little Rock is the second biggest, which is, that'll tell you something. So even for him, at this point, do I think he's good enough to coach at UCLA? Yeah. Would I think UCLA would be smart to hire him? Yeah. But we'll see.
Yeah. Did you see this? I don't even know if I want to give this story any run, but I guess USA Today has their little Texans wire page, and I guess it did an interview with Andre Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he wants to try to be a GM or eventually run a team. That's a goal of mine. Okay, I want to be a handsome.
Yeah.
That's a goal of mine, is someday I want to be a handsome so that women don't just look at me and run in fear. I'm not liking your chances there, buddy. I never thought of him as a front office kind of guy.
Yeah. I don't think of that either, but who knows? Who knows what? I mean, I don't know what his skill set is. I don't know. Maybe he's a really good scout. I don't know. I don't want to judge the guy. I mean, but I do think that there's not a lot of guys who are recently retired from the NFL that are doing that job, is all I'll say.
ATX Hobo Girl says hands off Beard. She's a big tech person.
Well,
I think she's actually going to the Final Four.
I saw
that on Twitter earlier. I might be wrong. I know she was thinking about it. That'd be cool. That'd be a cool thing to go see. And, you know, it'd be fun to watch their one game in the Final Four. You'd have to enjoy that. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. That's some other text and stuff. Bill O'Brien says experience has made him a better coach, AJ.
Okay. When's that start?
I'm just wondering. He says, it's a humbling league. It's a humbling experience. And you try to figure things out that we can do better to build the team better, to teach the team better, to handle different things that come up during the year better. And he says, we're always brainstorming and thinking about ways to help our players improve and help our organization improve. We feel we're on the right track. Of course you feel you're on the right track. You felt you were on the right track before. I don't know. I haven't seen a ton of improvement in him as a head coach. I think we see all the same problems, right? In terms of clock management and play calling at the end of games and sucking on third down and sucking on third down defense. Those are all things that, you know, not being able to cover a tight end ever. Have those things changed?
No.
So he says, what do you think of the AAF folding? We talked about that a lot yesterday. Yeah,
I'm done talking about that. The AAF's not a thing anymore.
It's gone.
It's dead. In the wind. It's in the wind.
Yeah, there's no more real opinions to have on it. We did almost 20 minutes on that yesterday. So I highly recommend you go check out podcastarena.com. So are we not on live stream right now? Is this our other thing that we're working on? What's going on with the live stream brought to you by Twin Peaks?
Yes, Brandon says live stream is no more, and okay. We will be working on he's currently to my left working on the new streaming service.
Okay.
And we're trying to work the bugs out first.
There's bugs? Great. Hey, I'm still trying to work out the bugs on Sports Map, so good luck with that. Just so you know.
Brandon said he'll race you to see who's finished first.
Okay. If Brandon's doing it, he'll win. Just say that.
He's a smart.
He is a smart. Some of the other people we work with, they're smarts, but they're not as smart as Brandon.
Okay. Well, we like to have the best people on our team, the smartest people.
Yeah. Only the best. He's tremendous. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. It's a good thing. A32 says, as a Tech fan, I feel pretty confident about Beard sticking around for a little while. Took the job in part because his daughters live in Lubbock. Should I be more worried? I'd be more worried. I'm going to give you the same advice I gave UH fan a couple years ago in football. You need to root for Shaka Smart to be pretty good next year.
Yeah.
Because if he's not, then I think that's...
That is definitely who Texas will go after first.
And it's like I told people, you need Charlie Strong to be good this year, and he wasn't. And Tom Herman wound up in Austin. So, yeah, that's the one I'd be worried about. Squeeze in Andrew real quick. Oh, he dropped. So, what are the odds Westbrook pulls another 20-20-20 in his career?
That was pretty incredible. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. Those kind of things, man. His MVP year, he just did some remarkable stuff. But, man, I don't know.
I've never heard. I mean, when they said he's the second player to do it, my first reaction was, who the hell else did it?
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about a feat. That is unbelievable. And I saw our boy Justin Van Zandt was basically kind of clowning on the Lakers for letting it happen, which... Listen, the Lakers suck. There's no doubt about it. It's a bad look for the Lakers, but I don't care who you do it against. I mean, 20-20-20 triple-double, and of course it was Wilt Chamberlain. It had to either be Wilt Chamberlain or Oscar Robertson.
Yeah.
It was Wilt Chamberlain was the other guy who's done it. But he had 22 points, 21 assists, 25 rebounds. It was like in the 60s. And then Russell Westbrook did his last night. 20 points, 21 assists, 20 rebounds was Russ's, which it's just crazy. 51 years since the last time it's done. I don't know if we'll ever see that again, period. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. And man, for a guard to get that many rebounds, too, I mean, it's just pretty cool little feat. I guess, what are the odds Josh Ennis will wind up at ESPN 97.5 next? I'll ask the program director.
It's highly unlikely.
Yeah.
I never say never, but it's highly unlikely.
I hope 512 is joking. I think this has got to be sarcasm, right? If you want the best at your company, why don't you hire Rich Lord and the 610 team? That's got to be sarcasm, right? There's no way he's serious about that. You need the sarcasm emoji there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you are serious. Yeah,
why don't you hire the guys who you poop on every day?
Yeah, who we've been beating like a drum for I don't know how long. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to have a guy who all he does is come on and do his live reads. That's you know what? I'll just do that. I'll just do it and do it better. You talk all the time, and I'll pop in and...
Tyler and I got in. It's so funny. Like, I don't know. I think the kind of radio that we do at this station is unique. Or, well, it used to be unique to sports talk. And now it's become... like because that type of radio, like personality-driven radio, is what's worked, everybody wants to do it. The problem is not everybody has interesting personalities at their station. Like, when John and Lance... when they do stuff that's about their life or just they talk about random things, they can do that because they're interesting people. I'm not going to name the people that we're talking about this, but when Tyler and I were in the truck earlier and I said, flip over to the other station. Let's see what they're doing. And they were talking about what they like on their hot dogs at the ballpark. And I was like, it just sounded so forced and so lame. And it's because the people doing it just aren't interesting. It's simple. If you're not interesting, don't try to pretend to be interesting for the sake of doing. Do what you're good at, and you know if you do what you're good at, and that doesn't get the job done, okay. At least you went out swinging. You know what I mean? Don't try to be something you're not, because it's just going to sound hokey and tacky, and it's not going to work. I'm just trying to push along the competition. Let them know, hey, we want some healthy battle here, not what you guys are giving.
Yeah, I just, the thing is, everybody's got something they're really good at, and that's where you need to start your focus. And then after that, then you can branch out and try to be more interesting. But a lot of these guys are just sports nerds, man. That's all they do is watch sports. It's not interesting. That gets boring. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Aaron was just saying something about breaking news. I didn't hear what it was, so.
Ja Morant has declared for the NBA draft, so.
My man.
Where do you think he goes?
A second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lamont says, oh, WTF, AJ, you were pooping on Palillo for years. All of this bleep is locally recyclable, and y'all hire all the same people. I can totally see Rich Lord at 97.5. The difference was when I said we're dumping on Rich Lord, I mean, like, in a rating standpoint. Like, that guy's gone against us for years, and we dump on him. But, I mean, listen, and I didn't hire Charlie. Then he asks, since you're a PD now, can you explain in Houston sports talk, how can a random white guy out of college get a job in the fourth largest city, but a black guy has to be a professional athlete in a full-time capacity? I'm talking market, not your station. That's a good question. And I don't know if it's white or black, but I'll be honest. I think it's crazy that anybody gets their first radio job in Houston. Like, I don't think I would ever hire someone who hasn't worked in a smaller market. And that's white guy, black guy, anybody. If Houston is your first job and you want to be a full-time radio host, I don't think I'm hiring you. That's just my personal, like, you got to cut your teeth somewhere. You got to work your way up. And the one exception is if you've done something in another field that, you know, that attracts an interest to you, but that's tough.
Yeah, I know that everybody out of college, that's what they want, right? It's like, oh, I went to UT, I should be able to get a job in Houston radio. And the reality is, know, it's few and far between, man.
Yep.
But I do think we're also in a spot now where if we wanted to bring in somebody, this would be a destination job for an awful lot of people.
Yeah.
We're in a top 10 market and we're doing very well. It's a great company to work for. I don't think we'd have any problem getting some good talent that people would recognize in
here.
Yeah. So, and when my time comes, I'm sure you guys will find a suitable replacement. But it's not.
You won't be Rich Lord.
I never say never to anything, but if that happens, I won't be here. I'll just make that nice and clear to everybody.
If that happens, I won't be here.
So, if they want to fire us and bring him in, I think that'd be. That would have to be the move, but not under. Let's just say I would have a say, and it would not be a positive one. How's that? 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. These drones are kind of everywhere now. People have them all over the place. I see them flying around my neighborhood all the time. I don't know if drones at funerals is a good idea. If you saw this story.
I mean, maybe it was like if there was like a presidential funeral.
This was a famous rabbi in Brooklyn, so a lot of people came out.
Okay.
And a drone.
I was going to say like royalty, like if Queen Elizabeth dies. I could see that, but.
But, a drone hit an NYPD detective in the head.
Oh, no.
While another cop had his leg run over by a procession car as they worked crowd control at the funeral of a prominent rabbi. A community affairs cop suffered a leg injury when he was hit by a car in the funeral procession. It's not funny, but it is kind of funny.
It's kind of funny.
They're there to work the funeral, and one of them gets hit by a drone, and the other gets run over by a car. But apparently... Yeah, they were covering the massive send-off to prominent rabbi Israel Avraham Portugal, who died Monday at age 95. The drone's pilot was arrested and charged with reckless endangerment. 36-year-old Yehiel Rosenfeld.
Arrested for driving a drone irresponsibly.
Yeah, well, it fell from the sky after running out of juice and hit him right in the head.
Damn.
Although the injuries were deemed minor.
Oh, okay. Big deal then.
Yeah, still.
Take one for the team.
It just kind of seems weird.
You pressing charges on that?
It just seems weird to me that you're out running around, you know, doing your job and drone drops on your head. And, you know, car runs over your leg.
That's a rough day at work, let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah. And you're probably thinking, oh, it's crowd control for a funeral. How bad can it be? You know, you just move along, people. You know, you just, stay on that side of the barrier, people. That's it.
Yeah.
Nope. You're getting hit by drones. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. That was one of my other potential gems of the day, because there were just a bunch of them. By the way, speaking of the weather, I think we're done with the 50-degree days. So,
are you sure?
According to the 10-day forecast, it's all 80s, 60s. So.
Okay. I'd be cool with that. Kind of like start riding my motorcycle.
Well, you know, it's still going to rain all the time because that's just what it is. What are you
gonna do? All right, guys, there's a lot of different energy providers out there, and they're all going to throw different offers at you. How about free weekends? Ooh, that sounds good. Free days? That sounds good. How about a cash bonus? Everybody loves cash. List goes on and on, and you may have fallen for one of these offers, then months later found out you're paying a higher rate, or there's additional fees being put on your bill. What? That's not what you signed up for, dude. Triangle keeps it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay, period. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call, 877-9-
By myself? Yeah, I was spread way too thin, and it did affect everything.
Lamont says Rich Lord is sponsors, and that's really what matters. But the reality is, like, our whole station now, everybody's got sponsors. Like, our station's at a spot now where we don't have to hire guys only because they bring sponsors.
Yeah.
And you're right. Charlie doesn't really, Charlie's style of radio doesn't really fit with the rest of the station. But Charlie's also winning his time slot. You know what I mean?
And
so
listen, I've gotten to really appreciate what he does because it is different than what the rest of us do.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a nice change of pace, because if people really want to hear, you know, just sports, then they've got that. And I think it's a good option to have. And that kind of, to me, you know, I'm more than happy to say, if you just want all sports, well, Charlie's good for that.
Yeah.
And he has good information. And occasionally I'll pick things up from him that, you know, that I'll use on the show. Credit him, of course. But I like it. I don't think we want two shows like that.
I don't.
but I think one, it works really well for what we have. And, you know, we're really strong on the corners, basically. And that's where you need to be, mornings and afternoons. And I think that's helped everybody else, and hopefully it'll just keep growing.
Yeah.
G Money wants to know, how much cash do you think Deshaun Watson will get a year in his new contract?
Whatever the max money is. I mean,
yeah, whatever the highest paid guy is at the time, he'll get something in that range.
He'll get a little bit less than Patrick Mahomes gets, probably.
Yeah. So, and that'll be interesting because both those guys will be up at the same time.
Yep.
And, you know, and I think a lot depends on what happens with both of them's career arcs. I mean, I think if Deshaun Watson is just as good as he was last year for the rest of his career, he's a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah.
And those kind of guys are going to get paid top dollar. But, you know, if he looks more like he did kind of the first half of the season, maybe not. But once you decide he's your guy, you got to pay him. I mean, you look at all the guys that have gotten money, and you said, like, Ryan Tannehill and Andy Dalton got paid, and you're looking at all these guys going, wow, I mean, that's an awful lot of money for this level quarterback. But, you know, once you have one, that's what you got to do. I mean, is Kirk Cousins really worth $27 million guaranteed every year?
No.
I mean, he doesn't really produce at that level.
But what happens if you don't have him? What are you left with?
You make it to the NFC Championship game.
Well, yeah.
Oh, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I also, I wonder, moving forward, when they do have to pay Watson, if some of this forwarding cap money that they're doing now is to help pay for that.
Could be.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
We're almost done with another show, by the way.
I know. It's just, I don't know what it's been lately. The shows have just flown by. And today I thought would have been a struggle, because hammering that much barbecue in that short of a time before we went on air, I admit I was feeling a little sluggish. Was not getting around real well. But didn't matter. Just ignored it and did the show. So I didn't see. How'd you do on deaths? I meant to ask. Is it still two pages?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna have a coaching session on deaths, because I'd have to start them now to get to all these, and I'm guessing about a third of them are worth it.
Well, I treat it like I do show prep. I send you guys, what, 60 stories every morning? I expect you to, you know, highlight the good ones.
Well, this is a little inside stuff here, but there's an editing process that you have to apply to deaths. It's not the same as, you know, show notes you can pick and choose, but deaths are a staple. Deaths need your stamp on them. So
we can know who to blame, because it's always going to be you.
Yeah, and that way we could say, oh, you left off this guy, but you included Eddie LeBaron. That's what we can do.
Is that Eddie LeBaron of the Chrysler LeBaron fame?
No, he's an American football player, died at 85 in 2015.
Okay.
I think he was a wee lad. I could be wrong.
I actually
put him on there because I thought my sports category was kind of short. So he was just an honorable mention that I threw in there.
Really? All of them but one look like honorable mentions to me.
Uh-oh. Where's my...
Just looking ahead here.
Great. There's too much paper here.
Yeah. That's...
Let me see.
So, yeah.
Boy.
There's one guy on there that you'd say, yeah, that's a good death, right, for your sports figures?
I'm just looking at the celebrities.
Not great.
There is, I mean, maybe three of these I would use.
Maybe. Political figures, I'd say 3 for 3. Those are all good.
Sports figures, I'll go 1.
Yeah.
Political figures, yeah, 3 for 3. Inventors, 1.
Yeah.
Maybe one more.
Maybe 1.5.
Miscellaneous, that one might be 1. Killed or killed by famous killers, I'll go with 1.
Yeah, 1 pretty good one.
Best death, there's 1 good one there.
Yeah.
See, that's good. Yeah, most of the best, some of the best deaths are pretty good.
You would think with
they
the
got
top
weak at the end.
With the top name on that list that it would be a strong.
Yeah, that's a really strong start. We'll get to that next segment.
You know what? I might be wrong about this, AJ, but I thought that guy and Gary Gygax died the same week. And if he left Gary Gygax off this list, then I can no longer trust him.
Gygax.
So I want you to research that on the break and see if Gary Gygax did indeed die, because I want an updated version. Because he, he's a religious figure. Somebody asking, are you broadcasting anywhere Friday? Yes, we'll be at Live Sports Bar downtown from 4 to 7. Yeah, it's cool area to go down there. You can park down there, get your drink on, and then go to the game. So, and Longhorn Dimitri says, don't let AJ cheat on porn star deaths. Do we have? We have 2.
Nope, so, I didn't get to those.
No, he doesn't. Don't worry. He never looks at those. That we like to keep that game honest, man.
Yeah. So this is a gentleman's game, a gentleman's league.
409 says, I demand a good porn death. I need some new material to research.
We had 2 of them, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be ready.
Okay.
I was born ready. I was born for porn deaths.
You were strong at that game.
What if I had that tattoo, born for porn?
That'd be really
creepy, right?
I would think a porn star should have that.
Could you ever date a girl? Like, would a girl ever go on a second date with you if you had a large tattoo on your chest that said born for porn?
Well, I would say we probably wouldn't have sex the first date, so my shirt would still be on.
But would you ever have a date after she saw it?
I don't know. It depends on how well it goes. I mean, probably not.
That's pretty much a deal breaker for most women. I would think.
I am a deal breaker for most women.
That's true. You're really gross.
So throwing a turd on top of things doesn't really make a difference,
You're really
man.
Gross. If you got born for porn tattooed on your face, it actually might help.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Can we make a bet where if you lose, you have to get born for porn tattooed on you somewhere?
Not going
to
happen.
Like just real small print, like on your foot.
I'm too old to get a tattoo.
Okay.
At certain points in your life when you get to a certain age and you haven't got one.
Do you have a tattoo, Aaron?
No, not yet.
Not yet? You plan on one?
I plan on getting at least 2.
Okay, what do you have in mind?
One, I'm getting a quote little thing that I drew up about music on my back eventually. Okay. And then my sisters want to get some type of matching tattoo for all 3 of us.
Okay. Do you get to pick or do they get to pick?
We've been hammering this out for about 2 years, arguing what the heck we're going to get.
Okay.
Something that means something to us. But I also want to Texas somewhere at some point.
I thought when the first book came out, I would get like a tattoo of the horse on the cover of Acing Racing.
Yeah.
Because I thought that'd been kind of badass. But I also decided I'm too old to start tattoos now. Because that's kind of sad. You know, that's...
Is it?
You're definitely midlife crisising if you're 54 years old and deciding, hey, I'm going to go get a tattoo.
Big deal. Have some fun.
But...
Live a little.
Well, if I did, a horse would be involved. And, guess what? Kentucky Derby's coming. And you want to bet? You want to bet whether or not I can get a tattoo? You can't do that on there, but you can bet on horses at betusracing.com, where you can wager on over 200 racetracks right from your computer or mobile phone. It is time to get in on the action. And guess what we have this weekend? Santa Anita Derby, Wood Memorial, Bluegrass Stakes. You can bet on all of them, and you can bet I'll be betting on all of them on BetUS. BetUSRacing.com offers daily rebates, and you can use the exclusive promo code PONY, P-O-N-Y. You'll get 10% cash added to your next deposit. And if you want to get in on the action between races, you can play blackjack and over 300 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. Sign up today. You'll qualify for a $150 bonus. Start betting today. Don't forget to use the exclusive promo code PONY and get 10% cash added to your next deposit. BetUSRacing.com. It's time for you to get in on the action.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So yeah, come join us Friday at Live Sports Bar, Main Street downtown. We've been there. It's been a while since we've been there. So looking forward to getting back there. All right, we'll let the people judge the deaths. Okay, we'll tell them who we think are the good ones, and they can tell us if we're wrong or not. This is how we wrap up every Wednesday show. So here, of the celebrities, which ones did you think, like, I'll go Brandon Lee.
Brandon Lee.
Famous because of Bruce Lee, but dead at 28.
Yep.
Died way too young.
Yep.
I'll probably go Nipsey Hussle because that was this week.
Current and relevant.
Yeah. Buddy Rich.
I wouldn't have gone with that one.
Probably not. And that's it.
Patty Duke.
Patty Duke?
Yeah, because she's, I mean, that's a big name. She was a famous name. Bob Burns.
Was not even the best. Well,
he drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd. But if I just said the name Bob Burns and didn't say Bob Burns from Lynyrd Skynyrd, nobody would know who we're talking about.
Yeah, you would think it was George Burns' kid.
Yep.
Earl Scruggs.
So that means we had, what, three?
Three. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Three out of eight.
Sports figures, I'm going to go there's only one. No, it's one. A good one.
It's a good one.
Jim Thorpe. Two gold Olympics, 1912, college, Pro Football Hall of Fame, dead of heart failure at 65 in 1953. One of the all-time greats. The rest of these, Carol Rosenblum, Rams president, 1979. Bob Turley, pitcher, dies at 82 in 2013. Mm-hmm. Not familiar with him. Eddie LeBaron.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard the name. I think he was a little dude. Dead at 85 on April 1st, 2015. No joke for him. And Ruben Amaro, Mexican baseball player, dead at 81.
Oh, yeah, one for five.
Okay, political figures, though, good batting average. 1584, Ivan the Terrible, Russian Tsar. Anytime your last name is the Terrible,
yeah,
you're a badass.
Not only that, his last name was the Terrible, and he lived till 53.
Yeah. In the 1500s. That's like living to 106 now. So, much respect. March 28, 1969, Dwight D. 69. Eisenhower, 34th U.S. President, World War II General. I'm going to go with much higher on my list of best presidents than a lot of people's. I have Dwight Eisenhower is very high up on my president list.
Strong contender for sure.
March 30, 2002, Queen Elizabeth.
Not the,
101
not
current, years old.
Yeah. Like, this is the Queen Elizabeth I.
Yeah. We're on like three now or two.
Was she, I don't know if she was ever the queen when I was alive, so I don't know if she counts to me. But, I mean, she was a queen, so it is what it is.
Okay. Popes, we're just going to skip. All right, so.
You can't skip one pope.
Which one?
The very last one?
Oh,
John Paul II. Yeah, that's a good
one. Okay, we'll give him that. Dead at 84. He was a pretty good pope. All right. His real name was Carol Wolchulilaba. Yeah. Okay. Inventors. All right. I would say this guy, 1872, dead at 80, Samuel Morse.
That's Morse a good code. One. He made a code.
Yeah, he did. Bill Pickett, American cowboy and rodeo performer who invented bulldogging, kicked in the head by a bronco at the age of 61.
That's what you get for
that's
creating.
That's why I put that on there.
Creating a game called died. Bulldogging.
David Edgerton, founder of Burger King, dead at 90 in 2018.
That's what you get. Let's just leave it at that. That's what you get.
All right. The miscellaneous J.P. Morgan Sr., dead and asleep at 75 in 1913. John Jacob Astor.
Ass.
He was the first multimillionaire in the United States.
Oh, really?
Dead at 84. Never heard of him.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Okay. Here's killers are killed by famous killers. April 3rd, 1982, Jesse James. That's a winner.
That's a good one.
Donald Harvey, I'm not familiar with. All right, here's your best deaths. April 3rd, the year 33, Christ.
A good one.
That's that a big one. Yeah, that tops the list. Sir Isaac Newton. Jesse Owens. That's a good one. Marvin Gaye. Nigel Preston of the Cult. That's not a best death.
Why does he belong there?
Ooh, Selena.
Oh, Bitty Bitty Bum Bum.
Johnny Cochran. And Mitch Hedberg, who I don't think quite belongs on this list. Did you check on Gary Gygax?
Yes, he died March 4th.
Okay, so you missed it.
Yes.
What an idiot.
I can't believe he missed Gygax.
What an idiot.
All right, porn stars. 2006, Angela Devi. Died from?
Murdered by a pimp.
Yeah, she committed suicide by asphyxiation, but I'm sure it was her pimp that caused her to do it. So I'm going to give you a half a point for that. And April 1, 1999, Kim Kattane.
I feel like that name sounds familiar. Was she married to a rock star?
No, you're thinking of Tawny Kattane.
Oh, okay.
That's the one in the Whitesnake videos that all of us used to self-pleasure over.
I'll go suicide by what's it called when you turn on the car in the garage?
Close enough. She drowned herself.
Oh, yeah.
She filled a drain hole with a washcloth.
She stopped breathing.
Yeah. So, suicide.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you win. Great job today, Aaron. Great job, AJ. Till tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches. Till tomorrow.
Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.